Church. Welcome to those of you who may be joining us online. As is our habit on the last Sunday of each month, we set aside some time for quiet reflection and contemplation. I will say a few things and get us started, and then we'll reflect on some prompts. And we'll take some time between sections to spend some time in quiet and consideration of what we're hearing. We find this rhythm to be helpful to us in our busy lives, to actually have the time set aside to sit in silence and wait and listen to things that might come to mind that normally we're too busy to pay attention to. So I hope this will be meaningful for you and a welcome break from the busyness of normal life. At the end of our contemplative service this morning, we will take communion together at our church here at Liminal. Everyone's welcome to participate without reservation. So when you're prompted to do so, if you choose, make your way up. Well, I was going to say the inner aisles, but there's only one inner aisle now because of the setup. So make your way up front as best you can and receive the bread or gluten-free cracker and the grape juice from the ushers, and then continue back to your seats. When you're ready, drink the juice and eat the cracker in remembrance of Jesus. At the conclusion of the service, please place your cup in the bins out in the coffee bar area. I'd like to begin this morning with an invitation and blessing from John O'Donohue. Blessed be the longing that brought you here and quickens your soul with wonder. May you have the courage to listen to the voice of desire that disturbs you when you have settled for something safe. May you have the wisdom to enter generously into your own unease, to discover the new direction your longing wants to take you. May the forms of your belonging in love and creativity and friendship be equal to the grandeur of the call of your soul. May the one you long for you. May your dreams gradually reveal the destination of your desire. May a secret providence guide your thought and nurture your feeling. May your mind inhabit life with the sureness with which your body inhabits the world. May your heart never be haunted by ghost structures of old damage. May you come to accept your longing as divine urgency. May you know the urgency with which God longs for you. On the first day of creation, God created light, not the sun or the moon or the stars, light. This light must have been created out of the very essence of God himself, because nothing else existed. From this light that was created from God's very own essence, God created everything else that was ever created. Because God is good, and because God proclaimed all creation to be good, all created things were created good. It may be easy for us to think of the plants and animals, the rivers and the seas, the valleys and the mountains as having been created good and continuing to be good. But what about us? It may be more difficult to see any essential goodness in humanity when it is so easy to see the brokenness and evil around us, in the world, in our fellow human beings, and even in our own selves. Nonetheless, God proclaimed us to be created good, even very good. But eventually came the fall. Do we still retain some of the image and essence of God within us, even though we are flawed? Is the impact of sin and brokenness so deep in us that it has drowned out the image of God, the light, the essential goodness that we had when we were first created? J.R.R. Tolkien's Silmarillion, Calvin Miller's The Singer, and C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia all contain images of God singing creation into existence. The following passage from Narnia's The Magician's Nephew tells of Aslan, a lion who in the stories represents God, and how creation sprung into being through his song. As I read the passage, close your eyes and try to imagine the scene as it plays out in the story. A voice had begun to sing. It was very far away, and Diggory found it hard to decide from what direction it was coming. Sometimes it seemed to come from all directions at once. Sometimes, he thought, it was coming out of the earth beneath them. The lower notes were deep enough to be the voice of the earth itself. Suddenly, other voices joined in harmony, and where it had been dark, a thousand points of light leapt out. Single stars, constellations, planets. Using this passage from Narnia as inspiration, imagine God breathing life into creation. What might it have been like for God to step back, as it were, and survey what he had made? How might God have felt? Once the earth was made and populated with trees and plants, rivers and lakes, and animals, God was ready to create the masterpiece, His very image, which He would lovingly set in the midst of a garden. The image bearers would not only be companions to one another, but were also to be companions with God. With this in mind, God lovingly fashioned them, every detail of them. This story is found in Genesis, and I'm reading from the version called The Voice. Now, let us conceive a new creation, humanity, made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness, and let us grant them authority over all the earth, the fish in the seas, the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals, and all creeping creatures on earth. So God did just that. He created humanity in His image, created them male and female. Then God blessed them and gave them this directive: be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth. I make you trustees of my estate, so care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams across the earth. And it happened just as God had said. Then God surveyed everything He had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. What does this passage seem to say God is like? What does it say about God's character? What do you think pleases God? Is this image different from the way you usually think about God? Can you imagine the world, or perhaps a garden or a forest, that is virtually untouched by humanity? Picture yourself there and become aware of your surroundings. What sounds might you hear? What fragrances might you notice? What feelings arise in you in this quiet place? Genesis tells us that God had a purpose for placing us in the garden, to tend it, to watch over it, to take joy in it, and also, most importantly, to commune with God in the midst of it. Here in the garden, we were meant to be with God in complete honesty, openness, and vulnerability. We were to approach Him with confidence and trust. We were to be completely who we are, who God made us to be. Consider that God made you in God's image. Now consider that you were made in the exact manner that God intended to make you. What things about yourself can you accept as good? What things about yourself do you struggle to consider good? C.S. Lewis writes a beautiful description in The Magician's Nephew of Aslan commissioning his creation to be as it was always intended to be. Here is what Aslan says. Narnia, 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 awake. Love, think, speak. Be walking trees, be talking animals, be divine waters. God says the same thing to us. God wants us to be who we are, image bearers, the way we were intended to be. Later in the story, however, the animals and the trees forgot who they were and fell asleep. And, like the trees and the animals, we have fallen asleep. We have forgotten who we are. And because we have forgotten, we have assumed that we are damaged and that God can't look on us with the same love that God once had for us. This is so far from the truth. We haven't lost who we are. At the very deepest places in our souls, we remain as we were created, as we were always meant to be. It's just been covered up by what we grasp for in order to be who we're not. God's love for us hasn't changed. And God longs every day for us to be with God as God is with us. Consider these verses. Hold your head and your hands high. And take courage. The Eternal One, your God, is standing right here among you. He is the champion who will rescue you. He will joyfully celebrate over you. He will rest in His love for you. He will rejoice over you with singing. For this reason, he says, awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead places, and Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. Are there places in your life, where you feel dead, overworked, tired, or troubled? With those in mind, let's read those verses again. Hold your head high and your hands high, and take courage. The Eternal One, your God, is standing right here among you. He is the champion who will rescue you. He will joyfully celebrate over you. He will rest in His love for you. He will rejoice over you with singing. For this reason, he says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead places. And Christ will shine as dawn upon you and give you light. Let's take a few moments to rest in that. Take a few deep breaths, breathing in the light and goodness of God, and breathing out those things that weigh you down. We've come to the end of our contemplative service, and if the ushers could come up, prepare to serve, we will take communion together. As we do, remember this. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." Come forward and receive communion. To conclude for this morning, I'd like to read you an anonymous poem. Let the words sink in as you listen to it. In the sacred silence, before the first dawn, a unique blueprint whispered into being, with each soul fashioned, a masterpiece drawn, reflecting the divine, a boundless seeing. No flaw in the making, no shadow of ill, but kindness residing in the depths of each form. A holy dwelling responsive to God's will, protected by grace through life's gentle storm. This inner goodness, a silent flame, a wisdom inherent, guiding our way, unfolding softly, speaking God's name, a sacred presence lighting each day. The soul knows its belonging, a divine embrace, a rhythm of wonder where doubt cannot thrive. Each life a sacrament touched by God's grace, a unique creation, wholly alive. So trust in this goodness, in God's design, a masterpiece breathing, a spirit so free, for the hand of the Maker, eternal, has sculpted the beauty that lies within you and me. Thank you for being here this morning. If anything that was said or heard today has touched you in a way that you might appreciate some prayer, there will be people in the back willing to pray for you and just share with you. If you'd like to remain in this place of stillness, feel free to stay as long as you like. When you do leave, please go quietly and wait to have any conversations until you're in the entry areas. As you go, may you go in peace, and may the image of your Creator shine forth from the deepest places of your souls. Thank you.